Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Stay with us as we bring honor and glory to Jesus, our Savior, Deliverer, and Healer.
Meet you in the shadow of my wings, I will. I'll meet you in the wildest of your dreams, I will. Winter's gone, spring is now coming, my love.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Healing Light Show. I'm your host, Ken Burrell, along with my favorite person in the world, the awesome, the wonderful, the incomparable, Isabella Jones. Good afternoon. I first of all want to apologize. I'll be a little transparent here, people. My brother-in-law died yesterday in my home, and it took a little bit of a toll on me, and I actually just airheaded out. I forgot the program today. So I ask Isabella and my listeners to please forgive me. I have no excuses except that, you know, watching him carry my brother-in-law out in a body bag is not a pleasant memory.
Oh, my God.
Anyhow.
Amen.
Isabella. How are you doing today, sweetie?
Hi, Ken. I'm blessed. Blessed, tired, but blessed. And I'm very sure and certain. And thank you for the great introduction. I am very certain of it, that you did not have to ask for forgiveness from anyone. We love you. So many people love you. You are such an upright, good-hearted, faithful friend, a man who loves and gives of himself and truly loves to, would do anything to help somebody, even if you have to sacrifice, compromise, or forget yourself in the process. So I like to, first of all, pray for you right now. The Lord is telling me to pray for you. So, in the name of Jesus, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak peace. Peace into your mind, into your heart, into your soul, into your spirit, and into your surrounding. Father, I pray that you wrap your beautiful, holy, almighty hands around Ken, around his family. Lord, that you remind them of your existence, of your presence. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for nothing and nobody is lost with you, Father God. So Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the life eternal that we have, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that Arthur knew you, that Arthur was saved. So we are certain of it, that he's in a glorified state, that he's in a glorified body, that he's in a glorified place where there is no pain, no suffering, but peace and joy, love, beauty, and pure, holy perfection. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that you love on your son, on Ken, and on his family right now, Lord, that you just surround them with your love and with your presence. As I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Thank you, my dear sister.
Amen.
And I had to ask forgiveness yesterday afternoon because I got angry at God.
Yeah, I understand.
And I couldn't understand, you know. You and I watched so many miracles. We've watched so many miracles. And I prayed
so hard.
God
has no respect to us.
I fasted so hard.
Yes.
So that, you know, praying for Arthur to live and not die. And I was angry about it. I said, God, you know, I mean, I even tried to pray him back to life, you know.
Yeah.
But the answer was no. Now, I know God's already forgiven me for being a little angry.
Of course. I like to remind you right now of something that I've heard you preach to others, which is, we are so limited. Our minds, our understanding, our everything that we are so limited. God's ways, God's thoughts are way higher than ours. And no matter what happens, and I know where you're coming from, because here you are, you have a gift of healing. I have a gift of healing. A few months ago, I prayed for my father, and I've seen God heal other people through me, from tumors, from cancers, from all. I've seen, just as you have, broken, twisted bones, limbs grow out, bones go back in place, dead, resurrected. And we wonder why, Lord, if you are no respecter of persons, how come you done so many, healed so many strangers through us, strangers, but then when it hits home, you still took them, Arthur and my father. But we've got to remember that we are limited. And the Lord, whatsoever he does, is always done in love, with love. And when we get to heaven, when we get to where we belong, that's when we are going to truly find out a lot of things. And things are going to make full perfect sense, things that don't make sense right now. So we thank God in the name of Jesus for Arthur, for his salvation, for we are certain that he's with the Lord, for we know that he was safe. And
yep. He couldn't live.
And so are you. And so are you. And the Lord has promised that we will be reunited with one another in heaven, and we will know one another as we have known one another. So this place is temporary. We all have to leave this place.
I know.
Yes.
I know. My heart went out to you when you lost your dad.
Yes.
We prayed very, very hard, and we were believing for the best. And
yes.
But sometimes God sees things that I do know that we're limited. I do know that his ways are higher than our ways, and we do not always understand. You know,
yes.
I didn't understand it when my daughter's husband died. You know, I really didn't understand it when my father died. But there's one thing I do understand. That is, we're all born to die.
Yes.
Like it or not, yet sooner or later, you know, there will be a day that somebody will be talking about me after I'm gone. And
Sorry for interrupting. We are going to cross over, but we never die. Those who belong to God, we never die. We continue to live eternally. But yes, so you will be reunited with him. Nothing is lost with God. And I understand you're going to miss him in the physical. But just rejoice and know, and I know it may sound cruel when I say rejoice, but remember that Art is with God. You will see him for all eternity.
Well, I know all that. And it's like when my dad died, you know, people kept coming up trying to comfort me with nice and kind words. But I was so devastated when he died, I didn't want to hear those kind words. I didn't want him to tell me, you know, because all I could tell was the loss. You know, that was the greatest man I ever knew. And it had a major, major impact on me. Now, Arthur was, Arthur, because he'd been in that car accident, you know, he was challenged mentally. And sometimes he did things that would just drive me right up the wall. Okay, a lot of times he did things that drove me right up the wall. But
you love him.
I did my very best to help him. I always showed him the compassion and love that God would want me to show him. He and I even went back to college together, you know. When I met him, he was the most negative person I had ever met in my entire life. Nothing but negativity came out of that boy's mouth. Nothing but complaining and negative and hate. And over the years, I rubbed off on him, and he ended up being one of the most positive, uplifting people I've ever known. So I know I had down his life.
Yeah.
You know, we did get to talk. You know, I got to tell him I loved him before he died. But it was hard on me because the nurses had just left the house. You know, they had been gone 15, 20 minutes, and we went to check on him, and he was gone. And his sister was having, she was just freaking out a little bit. She kept asking me if he was really gone, and I checked, you know, I was in the military. I know how to check if somebody's dead or not. And I had to look at her and say, sweetie, he's gone. He's not here anymore. And it was already growing cold, and there was no heartbeat, there was nothing going through those veins.
Yeah, the Lord took him home.
And I don't know. I've seen a lot of dead people in my life, but there's ain't been too many times I've been in the room when it happened.
Right.
Have been with strangers, you know.
Yeah.
But when somebody that you know, and you know, he was my brother-in-law, but you know what? He ended up being one of my best friends for the past 35 years. You know,
yeah.
We butt heads once in a while because he could be ornery. And he was a little on the prideful side at times. But
yeah.
He also would be the first
Nobody's
one to jump
perfect.
Up. Yeah, he was also one of the first ones to jump up and help me. You know, I've had to take over all of his chores, all the things he used to do before he got sick. And
yeah.
I've come to the realization he did a lot.
Yes.
That I didn't think about because he was doing it. So
yes.
I truly miss him. I didn't know how we were going to take care of the funeral arrangements and all that, but God has provided for that already. So, which I'm happy about. I didn't want to go on Facebook and say, here, help me bury my brother-in-law.
Well, I understand. And I was, and things happen. And yes, I'm like you. I don't like to ask anybody for anything. But sometimes things happen like as such, like that you do need help. And the pride, shame, and fear of the devil. So if you have a need, yes, by all means, set up a fundraiser and see how many people God is going to touch, their souls, their hearts, to donate to you, to help you. So,
yeah.
Of course.
Well, fortunately, I don't have to do that, so I'm pleased about that.
Glory to Jesus.
It's already been taken care
glory
of.
Thank you, Jesus.
My other
yeah.
brother-in-law, David, he's taking care of everything for us. You know, he was just down here to see Arthur, too, so at least he got to see Art before he died.
Yes.
And, I got to see Art before he died and after he died. And I'm just an old American, old school American that, you know, you have to be strong. And I had to be strong for my wife's sake. But the whole time,
yeah,
it,
of
was,
course.
It was inside, it was just eating me up. I had to drive to the store to pick up some stuff. And I kind of lost it on the way to the store, you know. But I spent a lot of time praying in my old pickup truck because it's one of the times I'm completely alone without distractions. And like I said, got a little angry, but it wasn't that long later, I don't know, 3-4 hours later, that my anger turned to understanding.
Yeah.
And you know, there's things coming up in this world. I usually don't talk about this stuff, but there are things that are going to happen, and it's not going to be a good
yeah.
time. You know?
That's true.
And I believe God just took Arthur home because Arthur would not have been able to handle what's coming, you know, mentally or physically. And
yeah.
so God, in his wisdom, took him home before all this proverbial poo-poo hits the proverbial fan.
Yeah.
And, again, I don't understand everything, but I do know one thing. okay? And this is what I went through this morning. You know, I am not going to let anything shake my faith. Nothing.
Amen.
You know, God didn't heal when I asked him to, okay? He said no. God didn't bring him back to life when I asked him to. And even though God told me that I would resurrect the dead, it didn't happen. That's not going to shake my faith. I cannot ever allow anything to shake my faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. I can't.
Amen.
It's not in me.
That's right.
It's just not in me. Some people would get angry and stay angry. Some people would walk away. I can't. I know
that's
he's
right.
coming soon. I know we still have things to do. I know what I know. I know we prayed for people yesterday, and they got healed.
That's
you
right.
and I and Tracy. You know, people were getting healed from that live broadcast yesterday. People get healed in the healing prayer room. And when they show up on this program, they get healed too.
I have been told by the Holy Spirit that just by them, even if we don't pray for them directly, just by tuning in, the anointing in God's presence, the anointing is just godly. It's just from the Lord,
yeah.
of the Lord. And that people are going to be healed, pain is going to flee and be removed. Just by tuning in, by listening. That's why, even why me and you are having a conversation, that's the difference when there is an anointing of God. When me and you get together, the Lord is so busy and so present that often we don't even pray for a person. Just by them listening to us, they are getting healed. So hallelujah. So I know that even while we are speaking about Arthur, about my father, about the Lord, whoever is listening, their pains will be leaving. They will be healed. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. If you're listening today and you are in pain, we take authority over that pain in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
Our King, our Savior, our deliverer, and our healer. So if you're in pain right now, that pain must leave you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command it to come off of you now. We command it. There's an anointing on this.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your very holy presence.
Yes, Lord.
And we also have a caller just called in. That's awesome.
Hallelujah.
God is so awesome.
Amen.
Pain, leave that person right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we're going to go to the phone call here in just a minute. But before we do that, I always on every program want to tell you about the greatest miracle of all. You know, we see people get healed.
Amen.
It's a miracle. But it's a temporary miracle.
Yes.
All the healings are temporary because sooner or later, you know, you're going to die. But when you die, do you know where you're going to go? Are you going to go to heaven, or are you going to go to, yes, hell is real, or are you going to go to hell? And it's not a party place where you and your friends are going to gather together and party. No, it's torment for eternity. But you can escape hell by just inviting Jesus Christ into your heart. The Bible says that if we confess that we are sinners, and listen to me, everybody is a sinner. If you confess that you're a sinner, that you believe that Jesus Christ died upon that cross, 3 days later, he rose again and now sits at the right hand of Father God. He went to that cross so you would not have to go to hell. All you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart. I surrender to you.
Amen.
Prove to me that you are real and come into my heart. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. Just simply say that.
Yeah.
And you will receive the greatest miracle of all. Because salvation is a miracle. And it's not a temporary miracle. It is a forever miracle. So ask him into your life today. Well, let's see if this person on the telephone line wants to talk to us. I'm going to turn your microphone on. The last four digits of your phone number is 5712. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to, but we sure would appreciate it. And if you don't, and if you want to say something, just say something as soon as I turn your mic on. If not, don't hang up. Just don't say anything, and we'll continue with the program.
Amen.
Good afternoon. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is my first time calling in, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I just saw the number on Facebook, and I just called in.
Well, good.
Well, amen. There are no coincidences. But
nice to meet you. My name's Ken. Isabella's on.
I'm Isabella. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And your name is?
Francina.
Francina?
Pretty name.
That's
yes,
a pretty name. So what's going on with you,
Francina? I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to...
Is there anything that we can pray for you for?
Do you need a healing for anything?
I do. I'm actually in physical therapy for my knee and my hamstring and some kind of muscle, and I've been having pains in my shoulders and my arm.
Your right shoulder and your right arm?
My right shoulder, well, my left elbow has been hurting me since I was a little girl.
Okay.
Also,
that's right, on your elbow. Let me ask you a question, sweetie. Uh-huh. On your elbow, it's on the upper part of your elbow, not the lower part, right? It's just above the elbow on your tricep?
I think it's from what I've been told, it's something inside the elbow.
Okay,
yeah,
but,
it's not
on the lower part of your arm, right?
No, it's what happens is it just hurts like a sac that sits right to the top of it. It gets filled with some kind of fluid and it's hurt. And it caused the whole arm to hurt.
Okay, but most of the thing, let me just ask you this. When you do that, like if you stretch out your arm right now and you touch right above, just a little bit above the elbow, is that where that pain would be?
No, it would be on the inner, on the side.
Directly in it and while you're moving it, right?
Well, I was feeling something on the outside there and I know if I press right there, one spot right on the elbow itself. Ow. Okay, now I understand. Okay. And then in your legs, what's going on with your legs now?
I shifted apparently my kneecap on my right kneecap. So I'm in physical therapy trying to get that squared away. It's not any pain.
Okay,
it's just
quickening. I'm trying to get specific here. On your right knee, it's by the kneecap, but it's a little bit to the left.
Yes,
ow.
It's almost like it's like when the kneecap. If you sit
right on the edge of the kneecap.
It would be
right
to
on
the
edge of the kneecap,
the left.
Right?
It'll be to the left in the inside of it. On the side of it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Good, good. Well, we got that one correct. Okay. Wow. And that can be pretty painful, especially right there, right next to the kneecap. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what to call these body parts. I'm just an old country preacher. But
it actually does not hurt. It's constantly clicking.
It's clicking.
Yes.
I'm feeling pain there. Okay. Let me ask you this.
It's like a dry clicking, right? Like it's dry clicking, kind of like that.
Yes.
Okay. Where do you have any pain right now anywhere?
No, just in just
shoulder.
A little bit.
How's your shoulder?
My left elbow.
All right.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say that pain is in your elbow? About a 4?
No, I would probably say it would be a 1 at best.
1 at best?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's pray that off.
I don't know why I'm hearing the word prevent. This is what I've heard, and this is unusual. This is the first time I've ever heard it. So I have just heard the word prevent, and I'm trying to ask the Lord for more to see what this is about, why he's giving me that word. But okay. I would like to come against all the demons and all the pains, and then I'm going to So, Father, thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we thank you for your precious daughter, Francina. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we roll her over into your holy, healing, almighty hands. According to John 10, verse 20-29, you promise that no one and nothing can take out of your holy hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, with my sword drawn, I speak in and with the authority of Jesus Christ. I come with the key, and I, with the keys of the kingdom, according to Matthew 16:19, Matthew 18:18, right now what I bind on earth is bound in heaven. What I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So in the name of Jesus right now, Satan, I come against you. In the name of Jesus, I commend you, Satan, in the presence of God. Get thee behind, Francina, Satan, now. In the name of Jesus, by the sound of my voice, I bind every unholy demon, unholy spirit, unholy principality of darkness, every unholy pain, discomfort, every unholy sickness and infirmity, right now I bind it, I rebuke it, I curse it, and my Lord Jesus Christ rebukes it. And in the name of Jesus, I command every pain to leave Francina's body now. In the name of Jesus, I command the pains to leave your elbows, your shoulders, your knees, in your whole body. In the name of Jesus, you have no authority. I remove your authority. I take dominion over you, you unholy pains, unholy demons. In the name of Jesus, I bind, tie all of you together, cast you back to hell, and back to hell, to your sender, to the devil you go. In the name of Jesus, now out of Francina, I commend you back to hell, and I tie you back together, bind you with hell, give you no permission to return back to Francina, for I give you no place in Francina in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right now, by the sound of my voice, I speak 1 Peter 2:24, which says that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, Francina, you are healed. Jesus has paid the price for your healing. So receive your healing right now. In Jesus' name, I command your body, Francina, to obey 1 Peter 2:24, to line up with 1 Peter 2:24. In Jesus' name, I speak directly into your elbows, into your shoulders, into your knee, into your kneecaps. I command your kneecap right now to go back in place, in the intended place, into the original place, to what God created it to be. In Jesus' name, I command your body be healed now. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. In Jesus' name, I bless your kneecaps, I bless your shoulders, I bless your elbows, In the name of Jesus, I bless you, Francina, from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet. In the name of Jesus, right now, Father God, I call for your holy, creative, healing miracle right now, Lord God. I pray for new cartilage, Father God, in between Francina's joints. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your muscles, your nerves, your tendons, your skeletal structure. In the name of Jesus, I bless them and I fill them and cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ, which heals. In Jesus' name, receive your healing now, all to God's holy glory, through Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, Father God, I thank you, Lord, for healing Francina now, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I also pray for financial increase for Francina, Father God. I call and ask that you prosper your daughter, not only spiritually, physically, but also financially, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I call for a holy, fiery wall of protection of the Holy Spirit fire around Francina. And Father, I also pray that you help Francina, Lord God, to select her friends wisely, to surround herself, Father God, to choose her company wisely. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And I thank you, Father God, for manifesting the answer to this prayer now. Amen.
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 So you feel any difference?
I have a peace.
I feel relaxed. She has peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But that pain isn't there anymore. It's
Francina.
No, I don't feel any pain.
Ha ha! Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
She's happy. Francina, can you repeat something after me?
Sure can.
Amen.
Wait. Did you hear the difference in her voice?
Yes, but also I'm hearing she is a servant of God. This is also what I have heard. This is what the Holy Spirit just told me.
You give your word. I'll be quiet.
Francina, can you repeat this after me? Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
I am all yours.
I am all yours.
I belong to you.
I belong to you.
I receive all that you have for me now.
I receive all that you have for me now.
I thank you for your love, for your presence.
I thank you for your love and your presence.
For your guidance, for salvation.
For your guidance and for salvation.
For your holy will alone.
For your holy will alone.
Being now and forever being done in me.
Now and forever be done in me.
In my health.
In my health.
In my walk with you.
In my walk with you.
In my peace. In my joy.
In my peace and my joy.
In my faith.
In my faith.
And in my finances.
And in my finances.
Father, I yield myself completely to you now.
Father, I yield my heart completely to you now.
And I receive your holy healing.
And I receive your holy healing.
And your holy prosperity now.
And your holy prosperity now.
Spiritual, physical, and financial prosperity.
Spiritual, physical, and financial prosperity.
And I thank you in Jesus' name.
And I thank you in Jesus' name.
I claim and receive it now.
I claim and receive it now.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Expect changes. this is what I'm hearing to tell you. Three things. Expect changes, expect promotion, expect miracles.
Okay.
Amen. And may the Lord continue to use you mightily to his holy glory through Christ Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Excuse me, I had to walk away from my desk for a second.
Sorry about that.
Things are always going on around here. Well, I want to thank you so very much for calling in today.
Yes. Very
well. You just made our day.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We thank the Lord.
And if you by chance know anybody that needs a healing, tell them about our radio show every Friday, 1 p.m.
Every Friday at 1 p.m.
Amen.
Yes,
you are a strong woman, Francina. You are a very strong-minded, very strong woman. There are big things ahead of you, accomplishments.
I'm hearing
you are
that you
a
have
strong
a...
woman. This is what I'm
hearing. I'm hearing that you have a very soft heart, that you've always been really loving to people. You've been stepped on, walked on, kicked on a few times. But as Isabella said, you're strong. You get back up and keep on going forward.
Yes, she's a leader. She's a leader, not a follower. She's a leader. Made to lead.
And you're pretty good about getting back up.
Yeah.
You've had some experience in that direction.
Yes. I've had plenty. But he's so good. He's so faithful. So why would I stay there?
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
He's got
so
good. You definitely have a destiny in God.
She does. She's strong.
You've already stepped out a few times. But you're at this. You're still at this point of trying to figure out what your destiny is. You keep walking forward, but you still not
the
really
Lord
sure
is trying to order to keep on
doing. And I'm here to tell you, keep walking forward. God will order your steps, and He will reveal your destiny in due time.
Continually.
And your due time is coming quickly.
Big things ahead of you, Francina. Amen.
Yep. Your destiny is definitely just ahead of you. That's what I'm getting in.
Yeah, sure promotion.
I'm going to... sometimes you have a tendency to wear your emotions on your arm.
Yeah.
On the sleeve.
That's what I meant. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Wear your emotions.
And you're
on
supposed to be American, Ken.
But I'm hillbilly.
I help you out then with my broken English. Go ahead. It's gonna work. Thank you,
Jesus. I'm a hook thing. Anyhow, I said that to her in German, like, you're my friend, be quiet. But the point of the matter is, what I was trying to say is, here's some advice from an old man.
Okay.
Do your best to learn not to have an emotional response to any given situation. It's not the easiest thing to learn, but once you learn it, you will see the wisdom in this advice. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
I'm serious. My wife taught me that.
And
it made a major difference in my walk, in my life, and how I reacted to things. I've learned not to react too much. I've learned not to let my emotions get into cloud my thinking and my wisdom.
Okay.
So, and it's biblical.
Okay.
You know, It really is. It's I'm trying to recall the verse right now, but it's in Proverbs. Okay. Well, I'm a little bit ashamed. My brain is not where it normally is. I lost my brother-in-law yesterday here at the house, and I'm somewhere between grief and rejoicing. Working on getting closer and closer to rejoicing because I cannot have an emotional response to this given situation. I have to look at everything, and that's why I'm on the radio right now. You know, so we can talk about Jesus because everything on this earth is temporary.
Right.
You know, that's why I don't chase after material things like some people do, because I know it's all going to go up in ashes. And that day's coming closer than most think. So, that's my advice.
Yes, sir, it's taken.
And I hear another thing, Francina. I hear that people get intimidated by your strength. People get intimidated by it. You are not arrogant. You are and you are just simply a strong woman. Yes, and confident. She's very confident. She's strong. She's all round up in that. So, you are going to impact a lot of people. There are going to be many who are going shake up simply because they are not going to be able to receive the truth, because you do like to be straightforward and very honest. Am I right?
Correct. To the team.
Amen. So, but you are a great leader, and the Lord has a lot ahead of you. So your destiny is unfolding before you. You are going to step into some area. I'm not in the full. You see, I do operate in a prophetic gift, but the Lord gives me sometimes bits and pieces, and I don't like to fit in the gaps with my own words. So I'm trying to think of a way of how to say it the best way to keep it from the Lord of the Lord. But there are some big things ahead of you, and you are going to be in a leading position. So you're going to have people, you're going to have people under you. So because of your character and also because of your love for God and because you are an upright, straightforward type of person, you are going to not only walk forward, but march forward. So you're going to accomplish many things. So anyhow, God bless you. And all the best for you.
Thank you
for calling in. We do appreciate you. Unfortunately, we have less than a minute in the show. So that's it. Did you hear that? She just told us 60 seconds. So God bless you very, very much. Thank you so very, very much for calling in.
Yes.
I really appreciate it. And listeners, my name's Ken Burrow. I'm the host of the Healing Light Show here on Blog Talk Radio, along with Healing Prophetess Isabella Jones, calling all the way from overseas. And we just want to say God bless you. Be blessed. And be
all
a blessing. We'll see you next Friday, same time. Bye-bye.
Amen. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
You have been listening to the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. To donate, go to the Healing Light Radio Show on Facebook, where you will find a link to donate. Thanks for listening. Be blessed and be a blessing.